There's no question that Japan is fading as a global power. Its economy has barely grown for 15 years now, and its population is in decline. Foreign business people have abandoned Japan for China, and they've also been abandoning learning Japanese in favor of learning Chinese. But as it turns out, more non-Japanese are learning the language than ever before, and that includes Americans. The World's Patrick Cox reports on what's driving this Japanese renaissance.
So, just how useful is Japanese? It's not like Spanish or Arabic, languages that are spoken in dozens of countries. No, Japanese is spoken in Japan, a country whose population is projected to shrink by 60 million in the coming century. Here at El Cerrito High School in California, the students of Japanese don't care about economic or demographic projections. They just want to study the language. The number of students learning Japanese here has tripled in the past 10 years. And these are not Japanese Americans. They don't have blood ties to Japan. So what is the connection?
Manga.
Anime.
And video games.
I read manga. It's all Japanese, so I want to know what they're saying.
Manga, which are comics, and animation, are saving the Japanese language, or at least the foreign appreciation of it. It's the same story across the U.S., in fact, in many parts of the world. According to the Japan Foundation, more than 3 million people worldwide are now studying Japanese, many of them learning from textbooks such as Japanese the Manga Way. Japanese pop culture has succeeded where Japanese business culture failed. Of course, if you want to read manga or watch anime in English, you can. It's widely available. But that's not the point, say these students.
The translation sometimes loses the meaning of what they're saying or doing. If you read it in how it originally was, you just get a complete
experience.
Understanding or experience of what it is.
Here's an example of a manga that here has been turned into an anime. It's one of the students' favorites, D. Greyman.
Mana!
D. Greyman is about
a guy named Alan Walker,
and his arm is embedded with this type of substance that he can grow at will and bring down monsters, because the monsters, they're trying to take over the world.
Well, that sounds really cheesy when you say it that way.
Cheesy or not, following the adventures of Alan Walker and his special arm is an obsession, one that's actually led teenagers to study a language. And not just any language, but one that's considered difficult for English speakers, with its own unique script. The script may actually be part of the pull of Japanese, especially the way it's presented in comics.
Manga artists use the lettering as part of the design.
Roland Keltz says you notice that instantly when you read manga in the original. Keltz is the author of Japan America, a book that traces the rise of Japanese pop culture here.
And so I think the attraction to the Japanese language is the aesthetics, the visual aesthetics of the language.
But the look of the language is just the initial hook. There are also the storylines, the images, the people. Western culture doesn't really have an equivalent. Our cult fantasies are all fantasy.
If you're a young person and you're deeply fond of Harry Potter, you can't actually go to Hogwarts. You know, you can read about it, you can go to England and see some castles and so on, but you can't go to Hogwarts.
In manga and anime, it's different. Along with the fantasy, there are all kinds of everyday images, everyday in Japan at least. People kneeling on grass mats, sipping mugs of green tea, eating rice balls.
All this iconographic stuff in countless anime and manga titles is really woven into Japanese culture. It's not pure fantasy. People are still doing that right now.
And guess what?
You can Google it, and you can go.
Some of the students at El Cerrito High have done just that. They've been on school trips to Japan and stayed with Japanese families. It's a virtual world that you can actually visit. If you haven't been to Japan, you may have to make do with downloading ringtones. This one is a theme from a popular anime, and, as it turns out, another opportunity to learn the language. Okay, so these students admit they don't understand all the words they're singing, yet. But they will. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox, El Cerrito, California.
For more on Japanese and many other languages, check out Patrick Cox's podcast, The World in Words. You can find it by going to theworld.org/language. I'm not afraid to die.